honest and shit like that.
Sure. Well, you will love this. One moment, sir. Here's my director, Nadine.
Hi, Ryan. How are you? Doing good?
I'm
working?
Right.
I hear you working over
great.
There. Awesome.
Sorry,
Friday.
I know.
It's okay.
Sorry.
No worries. My name is Nadine. I'm one of the regional specialists. I know you've been talking here with Mary. And I know
yes.
that she does a great job going over the basics of the program. So I was just actually grabbing the notes she had sent over to me. Before we do jump into the price, Ryan, was there any questions you had as far as where we do the placement or how it works?
Okay, the placement is within 35 miles of my zip or wherever
yes.
I want to be.
Uh-huh.
And the tracking, as far as tracking, explain that to me a little more.
Yeah, so basically what we do, right, when we're listing you on that first page of Google, our program's going to come with a customized tracking and reporting system because we want you to be able to track the phone calls that you're receiving from new customers through our program. So with the tracking and reporting system, you could see how many calls you're getting, where they performed the location of the search, how many times they clicked on your ad. You can view the services that we have you listed for. And that's the most important, is really tracking that and not just taking our word for it. Okay? I know that you had mentioned you're willing to travel, right? Your zip code is the 74331, correct? Afton is what I have listed.
Correct.
Okay. So a package that I would recommend for you to get started with is what we call our Platinum package, the VIP with Facebook ads. Basically, this package is going to put you on the front page of Google in the local map section. So whenever they're searching up, whether it's a general contractor, they're looking for, you know, exterior work, painting. I know that there's a number of services, right, that you offer under one umbrella. So
correct.
When they're searching up these services, they're going to find your company listed and call you directly. It's a click to call. We're going to list
perfect.
You on Bing, which is what I call the sister company to Google, Yelp, Apple Maps. God bless you.
Okay.
Do you ever go on Facebook at all?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Have you created a business Facebook page? I didn't find one.
No.
Okay.
I haven't done it. I just, yeah.
You've been busy.
I'm flipping on that side.
It's okay.
I need somebody
it's
to
okay.
take the wheel.
We're going to help you. We're going to actually build you a business Facebook page. And then what we're going to do is Facebook advertising so that when someone's performing that search for your services on Google and they go to their Facebook, they're going to see your ad pop up. And that's what's also going to help you reach more new clients. We can, in fact, retarget an audience by interest, income level, or location. They click on that ad and they're calling you directly. We're going to also build you a website. Okay, an actual www.com website. In fact, I believe I saw a Yelp page, and there was photos on there of some of the work that you've done. Really good work.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
so
yeah.
We want to make sure that that website is also attached, okay, to wherever we're promoting your company. We're going to add pictures of your work. We write a story about your company as well. And then we cover what we call the mobile platform. Anytime that someone is using their iPhone, their Android, their tablet, they're going to find you listed on that first page. So this is, I would say pretty much it covers all of your bases. Okay?
Sounds like it.
Yeah. It's a good program, I think, especially for you to start off with, just because I know, you know, you've been in the industry, but you just recently started your company, right? You've been in the industry longer, but the company is new. So, with the holiday promos that we're running, keep in mind, even though it's a promotional rate, the rate will never change on you, no matter how long you're with us. So you're actually grandfathered into it on a monthly basis. What you would be looking at, Ryan, is a flat monthly rate of $299 a month. There will be a one-time $99 setup fee, and that's just to cover your programming. So the initial investment to get it started today would be $398, and then your monthly is $299 a month. Okay. Any questions?
You guys always. So far? Sounds good. I get paid next week.
Uh huh.
And it won't be an issue.
Okay.
But right now I gotta keep my money back for materials and different things like that, you know.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So
well,
what do we
and,
do with that?
Yeah, and I appreciate your honesty. No, thank you for being transparent, you know. The thing
I
is
wanna
this,
do it,
right?
But I mean,
what would I want to ask you this respectfully, right?
Please.
Would the initial investment hold you back from getting started today, or is it just in general?
No, the initial. Yeah, I just don't want to blow $400. I need it for material.
The $398.
No, $299.
Would you be able to
put?
Okay, so a $299 would be feasible for you.
Well, I mean, I can do like $200 and feel comfortable, but I don't want to.
Okay.
I don't want to stretch my materials because I'm under this house and it just
yeah.
keeps going and going
yeah.
and going.
Well, the reason that I was asking is because, like, I have where I can ask my manager to apply a credit for me, and I can remove that setup fee from you. So this way you're actually, like, saving $99 there. But if we were to, I guess my question is this. I'm going to waive that setup fee. So basically you would be paying $299 to get it started. I mean, is that feasible for you to give it a shot today? You're not going to ever have this. Okay.
$299 and no added BS, no little crap.
No,
like that.
The only thing is, I'm going to be straightforward with you. It's always going to be $299. It'll never be a penny more. $299 a month. The only thing I'm going to ask from you, and I'll even read it to you in the voice verification recording. Okay. I'm going to ask you for a 3-month verbal agreement. I'm asking you stick it out 3 months. Okay. This isn't going to happen overnight. I want to be very transparent with you, but we're going to get you listed in a timely manner. So that's what I'm going to ask. Okay. What is,
3 months. Yeah,
I mean, to me, with any type of marketing, 3 months is fair. If you don't see anything going on in 3 months, then you know what? Something's going on. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Ryan, what's the best email for you? Cause I'm going to send you right now a recap, and this is also where we send your receipt for your tax purposes.
Do RyanPierce17@gmail.com.
Okay. PIERCE, right? And you spell Ryan the traditional way? Just because I know sometimes people have unique spellings. Okay.
Yeah, more. It seems like everybody does.
I don't know. Some of the names nowadays, I'm like, I don't know where they got that name from. Like,
what happened to like... Yeah, what happened to like Bill and John and
what happened to Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John? You know what I mean?
Yeah. You're no kidding, right?
It's so funny because my mom always says, if Grandpa was alive and he heard the names that you guys gave your kids, he's probably flipping in his grave right now, and I just laugh. I'm like,
yep. Rolling over in his grave.
My aunt literally named my cousin after one of her favorite perfumes. Chanel.
Oh, which that's kind of, I mean,
bad.
Chanel's not bad, but
yeah.
But still, you know.
Well, I have, they became pastors, right, from our church, assistant pastors, mm-hmm. and I kind of thought for a minute, like, their daughter's name is Jameson, and I thought for a minute, I don't know, I thought of the liquor right away when I hear her name, you know, because I just think, like, you know, and I just laugh because, I mean, you know, of course, when you live in the world, things are different, right? But then when you get saved, you know, you're different now, right? But I just couldn't stop laughing because I tell my husband every time I look at Jamie and when they're like, Jameson, and I think, oh, my gosh, I'm thinking of the alcohol drink. Like, I can't even get it out of my mind. And
I know, and I love Jameson.
Do you?
Hell yes. That's horrible, isn't it?
Oh my gosh. No, it's not. You know what? If you can control it and drink like a gentleman, hats off to you. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
It's so funny nowadays when you just see everybody how they're just like, yeah, I crack up. Like, I don't know how my grandpa and all them did it. They would drink and get up the next morning hungover or not, and they went to work. Nowadays,
my
people don't even want to work.
Every day of his, it didn't matter. He was a whiskey drinking Indian, and he never
missed
a day of work.
Really? Wow.
Never missed a day of work. Yep, master plumber. Yep.
Wow. Did you learn a lot from him in the trade?
Oh, God, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Yeah. So, Ryan, I'm assuming your last name is Pierce. Is that safe?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Now, this phone number, the 539-345-1466, that's the best number to reach you at, correct?
Yeah, it's my direct cell.
Okay. And the company name is Pierce Construction. Is there any LLC or anything after that, or just as I read it?
Just Pierce Construction. I'm not big enough yet to worry about
no
all that.
No worries. Now, the address. I saw on Angie's there's a 27210 OK-125. Is that your home address?
That's my home.
Okay, we're going to hide the address. Just so you know, that address is going to be hidden. Google considers it a home office. So you operate from your home, but you're mobile, right? You go to the, you know, where the work needs to be done. So the address is going to be hidden. Okay. And then on this phone number that we're speaking on, you also can receive text messages, correct?
Correct.
Okay. I'm right now going to send you a customer service phone number, and I need you to save that in your contacts under Local Splash. So this way you never lose our phone number, okay?
Local
we are
splash.
Always, yep, local, as in your local area, and then splash like a splash of water. Two words. So save the 877-635-6225 number. Save that in your contacts, okay? Now, our hours of operation, we're always here Monday through Friday, 7 to 4. We're on the West Coast. So you're actually 2 hours ahead of me. So for you, we are always here 9 to 6, your time, okay? Did that text come through?
Yeah, I saved it. Where are you at on the West Coast?
We're in Cali. And every time everybody's like, oh, I'm sorry.
I lived in Orange County. I lived in Big Bear.
No, you did not. Oh, my gosh. So check this out. I live in Anaheim. Our company is based out of Fountain Valley. I was born and raised in Orange County.
I have a buddy in Anaheim that I stayed in.
No way. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I'm an Orange County girl.
Boy, you guys are trouble. Let me tell you. Dang it.
When I was younger.
I know, right?
Now that I'm older and I'm a grandma, I calm down a lot.
Oh, yeah, I know, right? I'm 45, so I'm past my prime.
Oh, my gosh, you're a baby still. You're still so young. Yeah. I started as a grandma. I'm 53. It was so funny the other day. Someone was asking me my age. I'm like, oh, I'm 54. And they're like, and then I thought, oh, my God, I just added another year. I'm not even 54 yet. What am I doing?
Oh, hell.
Yeah. It's like when you're in your 50s, it's like the 21 again. Yeah. It's, you know, and then I start thinking, oh, my God, I'm getting closer to like 60. What the heck? No. Probably when I hit 55, then I'm going to start freaking out. No, I'm just playing.
Right.
let me do this here. Okay, I'm going to go over some notes with you. And this is going to be for my technicians, so that way they kind of know where to start from. When it comes to your services, okay, what are some of the services that you want to be listed for so I can notate, and then they're going to go over more in detail with you, okay?
I mean, I...
Like flooring, remodeling.
I do it all. I mean, I can... There's really nothing I can't do.
You can't do? Okay. I noticed Angie's put painting. They put staining. They pretty much only
that was
for
just,
painting and staining.
I know. And it's like,
why did they do that?
Hell?
But on your Yelp, there's flooring, painting, general contractor. There's balcony additions. So I'm going to put additions, remodels, decks. I'm going to put all
everything.
That. Okay.
Everything.
All right. Perfect.
Because I got three or four guys that if I can't do it, they can. You know what I mean? The job will get done.
Nice.
You know?
So you definitely have people who can handle it. Okay, perfect.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. For guys been doing it for 30 years. Yeah.
Beautiful. So let me add those. How's the weather over there right now where you're at?
Oh, cold.
Yeah, we've been having like a heat wave for some reason. I was like, dude, I feel like I need to turn on the central air. Like I am like roasting and my husband's all, I'm freezing and I'm all, well, put on a jacket. He's all, you're so mean. It's so funny because it was always the opposite, right? I was always cold. He was always running hot, but he does dialysis. So he's always cold. And I'm like,
oh, he's always cold. You probably went through menopause. So you're probably always hot.
Yeah. I told him, I'm all, listen, that's it. I'm sleeping in the other room. I can't handle it. He has the heater on. I'm like, oh my God, you're killing me here. And he's like, but I'm freezing. I'm all, you could totally layer up.
Yeah. All up
I'm like, remember at one time you used to tell me, put on a jacket if you're cold. I'm like, wow.
Yep.
The good tables have turned. Okay, remodels, additions, balcony, decks.
Okay. Hanging, sheetrock, flooring. I mean, I can do electrical and plumbing if it's small, but if they need to, you know, have an inspector and shit come out, then I'm not licensed.
Yeah, just strictly residential and commercial, or do you have a preference?
Residential's fine.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know. You can do both. I mean, I'm just not licensed in electrical and plumbing and stuff like that, but.
Okay. Well, I mean, that's at your discretion. You know, if it's like this, if you say, oh yeah, sorry, I'm not able to assist you. They're not going to ding you because you didn't, because you like turned away that business. You know what I mean?
Right.
Now, with the Facebook ads, we can go, what I love about them is this, with those Facebook ads, you can target up to 50 miles. However, you could always pick specific areas. Like, you know, Afton's going to be your home base, right? But like, let's say you wanted for the Facebook ads to be a different home base location and go 50 miles out, you can do that too. So that's what I love about the Facebook ads, because you could change where your home base is. Okay. And then do you prefer, when we communicate with you, do you prefer phone calls, text messages, emails, all three, phone and text?
Anything and everything.
Okay.
I mean, I like text because, you know, at the end of the day, I can go back and read it and kind of remind myself what the hell's going on. You know what I mean?
I'll put all, but then I'll put text.
Okay. Yeah, priority text.
Okay, perfect. And then let me see here. Google Business Profile, we're going to create that. And then.
So you guys are going to do all that. And it's going to be all professional looking and all cool and all that
stuff. We're going to do it. There is going to be minimal that we're going to require from you, like pictures of your work, right? I'm going to give you a list of items that I'll need, like pictures of your work tools, your work equipment. From that list, you're going to send us what you can. Those pictures will not post online. This is going to help us get you verified through Google faster, okay? But as far as, like, for the website, if you don't have a business logo, we'll create one for you, okay? We will add pictures of your work, so send us those photos. So we're going to do all the work so this way you can continue to focus on your job, okay? And then we'll even help you gain reviews as well. We'll create you like a little tiny link so you can start getting reviews on your profile once it's all set up. Now, the business Facebook page, we're going to create it for you. You have a personal page, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So it's going to be created through your personal page. No one's going to see that page. It's just so this way you have access to it. Are you listed just under your first and last name, Ryan?
Yeah.
Do you remember what your profile picture looks like?
A really handsome guy.
Are you in the military? I'm finding a whole bunch of Ryans.
Oh, no, it might be me and my wife. I'm dark, brown hair. She's a blonde. Hell, you know what? I got my phone right in front of me. Hang on.
Okay.
Let me pull it up. Are you trying to find me?
Yeah, I'm trying to find you.
Let's see here. Profile. It is the sun. It's at my back. I got a white shirt on. We got sunglasses on. How do, is there like a number I can tell you or some shit?
You know what? Yeah. Do me a favor. Do you know how to copy that link on your profile?
Anna. I don't.
Because you could just send me, you could just, or you could even take a picture of it and send it to me. Reply to that text I sent you and I'll get it.
That just, hang on. The local splash, just send a picture of it to you?
Yep, just send a picture there. Yeah, just send a picture and then reply to that text I sent you and I'll get it.
Okay, I sent it, that 877-635-225.
Yep. Yeah, let me take a look.
I guess that's not a very good picture.
Let me see. Oh, okay. All right.
I could have did a little better job on the pictures here.
Aw. Okay, so now I know. All right.
You find me?
I will right now. I'm going to have, I'll ask one of the team members to help me. Because it could be, because they usually have better access than I do sometimes. Okay. Do you have a business logo or do you need us to make one for you?
You can do all that. I mean, I do, but not really. You know, I mean, just go ahead. Anything you want to do that I don't have to do, I'll go with it.
You're like, even better. Yeah, they'll probably just ask you like, hey, what colors do you want or whatever. Like you could just
I like red
and black. Red and black. Okay. Let me go here and put that there, and then I'm going to put that you have pictures. What are your hours of operation typically? Are you like a Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday?
Monday through Saturday, 8 to 5.
Okay. And then I'm going to put logo, likes red and black colors.
I can just send you shit to that number and you get it. Huh?
Yeah. It'll go through to the back office. So anything, like any photos that you send or whatever, it'll be there.
Because I have a picture of my business.
Oh, you do? Send a picture of it. Yeah, send a picture. So that way it gives them an idea as well. Perfect.
Right.
Okay, I got that. All right. And then, Ryan, before we process the payment, I'm going to walk you through this voice verification recording. And basically what it does is it outlines our service agreement. It's also an added form of protection for you as well. And it's because I have you at that discounted pre-agreement. Okay. When I am walking you through it, if there is anything at all that you don't understand, I want you to do me a favor and stop me. So this way we can review and clarify. Just say, hey, Nadine, what does that mean? And then what I'll do is I'll go back and rephrase it for you. I just want to make sure that you have a firm understanding before we even process the transaction. Does that sound good?
Yep.
Okay. So I'm going to turn on the recording and it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Pierce Construction.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Ryan Pierce, owner.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Correct.
To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Now, the calls will come from our customer service number, So make sure that you saved that 877 number as Local Splash under your contacts. Please allow 24 hours for Local Splash to return all calls to you. As a result of increased visibility, Ryan, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. I will provide you a security question to verify that the call is coming from Local Splash and not another company. You can choose between one of the three: your mother's maiden name, the city that you were born in, or your first pet's name.
City I was born in.
And what city was that?
Oakley.
Oakley? Okay.
Yeah.
Up north?
West, Northwest Kansas.
Oh, okay. There's an Oakley in California too. What a trip. So now one thing I want to share with you, right? Like, let's say you, someone's calling you and they're like, oh, we're Local Splash. And just something in your gut says, I don't know if this is, right? Ask them, what's my security question? If they disconnect the call on you, you know it wasn't us calling. If they refuse to give you the security question, then you go ahead and kindly disconnect the call on them. Okay?
Ooh, I like that.
All right. Now, I'm going to give you an example, okay? Several of my clients get called by a company called Yelp. And you know Yelp, basically, they offer advertising services. In fact, we have a directory listing there with them. If you do receive those calls and you're interested in trying out like the Yelp ads, let me know and we can offer you a discounted rate, okay, if you're ever interested in that. All right?
Okay.
Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
No.
Let me explain it first. Basically, what we're saying here is this. Because that tells me you didn't understand. And typically, I explain this one anyway. What we're saying here is we're not saying you can't do additional marketing, right? What we're saying is that before you do additional marketing, give us a heads up. Just so that way we can reference and make sure we're not already including that service for you. Because we don't want you spending more money if you don't need to. Right? Like, we're aware you have the Yelp listing, you know, you have Angie's. That's got nothing to do with what we do. But if you do any other marketing aside from that, just give us that heads up so we can say like, oh yeah, go for it. Like Thumbtack. Yeah, go for it. It doesn't interfere with what we're doing. Cause again, we don't want you spending more money if you don't need to. Okay. So going back and hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Your payment, or, well, let me go back to here. As part of the verification process, Ryan, it is essential that Local Splash receives the required business documents in a timely manner. These may include, okay, business license, proof of insurance, and any other recommended for the Google Business Verification. I know you don't have the license and stuff. Remember I told you I'm going to send you a list of items that we need photos of? On that list, right, you'll send us what you have, and whatever you don't have, don't worry about it. Okay? We kindly ask that these documents be submitted within the first 7 days. Failure to provide the necessary documentation within the time frame may result in delays or suspension of your account. Do you agree to submit these items within 7 days?
Yes.
Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, which is December 5th, 2025, in the non-refundable amount of $299. This is a three-month verbal agreement. So your monthly payments will automatically renew on the fifth day of each month in the amount of $299. This is a monthly recurring payment. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support, 877-635-6225. You must speak with a live representative. You can cancel your, if you cancel your account within the first 90 days, there will be an early termination fee that will apply. To prevent those charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your billing is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. Now, the payment, the card that you're using, Ryan, is it just your name, the business name, both?
It's just my Visa, my personal Visa.
Is it just Ryan Pierce, or is there like a middle initial?
S.
S as in Sam? Okay.
Yep.
Same billing address?
No.
Do you remember what the billing address is?
Well, 25500 South, 624 Loop, Lot 14, Grove, Oklahoma, 74344. Local
so
splash. Now you guys, go ahead.
Go ahead.
You can repeat.
Oh no! Go ahead.
So you guys, like local splash. How long you guys been around? Like you, your local
It'll
splash. Do you deal with Google?
So what we are is a Google channel partner. So let me be very clear on this. Google will never call the general public directly. Okay, they work with corporations like Target, Walmart, Macy's, Nike. There are Google channel partners like ourselves that assist businesses like you with getting that first page placement. So we had to demonstrate ad skills, net spend. We had to get our technician certified. Once we met all of Google's requirements, Google allows us to combine our services with their advertising. In the United States, I believe we're one out of, I think it's 40 in the United States. So we don't work for Google, and we are definitely not Google. Our company is Local Splash, and we're a Google channel partner. Does that kind of clarify?
You guys are pretty legit. How long have you been in business?
It'll be 21 years, I believe the 20th of this month. It'll be 21 years in business.
Okay, that's fair enough.
Yeah, we got a Google presence online. A lot of companies that assist with Google online marketing, if they don't have a Google business profile page, run. Only because how are they going to get you on Google if they don't even have themselves listed there, right?
Right.
I just want to look professional and be on, you know what I mean?
So I'm going to give you an example, right? I've seen some people verify themselves on Google or they've gone through another company. They're at their home address is showing, okay? It'll show like they have like a picture. One thing I'm going to tell you is this, whatever photos you send us, if that photo's too dark, right? I'll give you an example, like your profile picture, right? There's not a lot of lighting, but it's because it's such a beautiful photo in the background, right? But it kind of like you can't even see your faces. You know what I mean? If you were to send us a picture like that where it looks too dark and they can't really see like the quality work that you've done, we are not going to post that picture because that would look unprofessional on our part if we posted a picture that looked cut off or, you know what I mean? So we'll tell you like, hey, this doesn't have enough resolution on it because we want you to look as professional as possible. Okay?
Yeah.
Does that make sense? Yeah.
Yep.
For sure. And you said the address was 25500 South 624 Loop. L-O-O-P, and then it was lot?
1-4.
1-4, okay, and then that was in Grove, 74344, correct? Okay.
Yep.
And you said it's a Visa or MasterCard?
Oh, I think it's a Visa.
Visa.
Okay, and then I'm ready for the car number whenever you are.
My light died. I'm sitting underneath the house in the dark. But I got my phone.
Oh, my
light.
Gosh. Oh, my gosh, you poor thing.
It is 404-388-0171. 4117, exploration, 1228, security, 213.
Okay. It's so funny when you say that with the light. Sometimes I'm like literally with the light on my card because, well, this tells you how much I use it. I can't even read the security code.
Yeah.
My
I just got a new one yesterday.
All bad. That tells me you have a problem, Nadine. I'm all with what? Shopping for you?
Yeah.
You cost me money. Every time I take him, he's like, we went to Smart and Final yesterday on our way to church because I had to get some cookies and stuff for everybody. And he's like, I'm just going to jump off real quick. And he's like, well, maybe I'll go with you. And I'm like, oh, darn. Every time he says, I'll go with you, it's going to cost me money. And sure enough, we were coming out with all kinds of stuff. I'm like, Anthony, I was only going in for like two items. And he's all, you know, and I'm like, yeah, you're hungry and everything you see looks delicious. I'm all, you're not even going to eat that.
You're supposed to feed him before you go in there.
Well, he just wasn't, I just wanted to go in and out. He's like, I couldn't even find him. I'm like, what aisle are you on? I had to call his phone. I'm all, where are you? I'm all ready to check out. And then he's all, oh, hold on, I'm coming. And I'm just like, oh, my gosh, this guy. Like, and I tell him, you can't eat that. That's got too much phosphorus because when he's on dialysis, he has to be real careful. And he's like, oh, well, I mean, I'll just take my pills with it, the blockers. And I'm like, that's not the point because we're trying to get him on the – well, phosphorus, what it causes is calcification.
I thought that was good.
For us, it's good for you and I that are healthy, right? And we got two working kidneys or even one working kidney. But for him, he's got one kidney because he had kidney and colon cancer. So they removed the kidney, and he's in remission. He's been in remission going on 6 years now, thank God, you know. But so the chemo was aggressive because he had a very aggressive colon cancer. So it ended up killing the kidney that he had. So we had to get him in remission, and they just literally, I'm not even joking, in March, they finally said, okay, his doctor finally cleared him. And so now he's going through all the hoops, right? Has to jump through all the hoops to get back on the transplant list. So right now he's got like 6 years of credit on the transplant list. And so one of our friends was telling us, he goes, listen, I'm going to take Anthony. We're going to do road trips. So I'm going to take him to Arizona, where every other state he's got to go to get on the transplant list there, because California, it's a long wait, very long wait. It's, you don't even want to know how long you got to wait for a kidney. But if you go to Arizona, I had a friend, her brother-in-law was waiting for a kidney for 10 years in California. He moved to Arizona. That guy got a kidney within a year. Can you believe that?
You gotta be kidding me.
I'm not even joking at all because
and a person's gotta really get out there and read and do that stuff, man, because you never know. It's saving.
And so my husband's brother, right, was gonna be a donor, but my brother-in-law's been getting tattoo work like crazy. And so my husband told him, like, he's all, he tells my husband, when are you going to get more tattoo work done? Because my husband's got, like, his arms all full of fishing because he used to deep sea fish a lot. And my husband's like, I can't. I got to, like, I'm trying to get a kidney, dude. He's like, I got to, like, I can't have any ink. Like, I can't even take anyone's kidney that's been getting ink done on them. And he's like, oh, yeah, they're real strict. Are you insured or are you in the process of that?
Yeah, I'm insured.
Awesome.
Progressive. Yeah, for about like a mil or 2 mil or something.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Now, you are receiving a bunch of text messages and emails. There's going to be two particular ones that I'll need you to open, okay? We send them to both. Your client interview is an important appointment because this is when you're going to talk with the technician, and it's really where the magic happens. Let me see what's available, if we have anything for today at all, like later on in the day for you. I actually have a 3:00. Would that work for you today? The client interview?
Yes.
Are you? Okay. Yeah. Let me get that one real quick just because I don't want anyone to snag it from me. So today we're going to call you between 3 and 3:30 your time. We're going to call you from an 877 number. So just make sure, Ryan, answer all calls within that hour. If for some reason you're in the middle of something, you need 5 or 10 more minutes, just pick up the call and say, hey, can you guys call me right back? And we will call you right back, okay? Now, the appointment takes about 30 to 40 minutes, maybe a little bit longer. It just depends on how many questions or details you have. Okay? And then let me send you the invite on that. I need you to also, if you start looking in your messages, I need you to find the one that says initial invoice or the action pictures needed, whichever one you find first. And then we're almost done. Did you say you were under the house? I just realized that.
Still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Sorry.
No, you're good. I was like, did you say you were under the house?
But I just crawled out because my flashlight went dead and I got to plug the damn thing in.
Oh, Lord Jesus. Sorry. I was like, it just dawned on me. I'm all, did
and
you
I started,
see
well,
under
I started
the house?
My vehicle. Yeah, I started my vehicle and went straight to Bluetooth and I don't have it on the right channel. So I'm like, what the hell?
Oh, you're like, where'd she go? She already dropped me?
Yeah. I'm like, okay, we're done.
You're like, wow, she took my money and ran. No, I'm just playing.
Yeah. Wouldn't be the first time a woman did that.
I know my husband, I'll give him $100 allowance for the week, right? And then I pull a okie doke on, he's all, you always pull a okie doke on me. I'm all, what are you talking about? He's like, you just asked me, oh honey, do you have like $20 on you? I don't have change, right? And I tell you, oh well, I got the $100 you gave me, and you're like, oh, okay, I'll just get change and I'll give it back to you. He's all, somehow, then I end up with no money in my wallet, and I just start laughing, right? He's all, you do that to me every time, and I'm all, you can easily go to the bank and pull the money out. He's all, but that's not the point. You always give me money, and then you turn around and say, because I don't carry cash on me ever. I'm like, well, I'm sorry. Same account, you know?
Right. It's a fun little game to play.
Yeah. He's like, wow. I'm all, well, listen, why is it when we go to eat dinner or something, I'm always pulling out the credit card out of my wallet? And he's like, well, it's the same account, right? And I'm all, yeah, but, you know. I said, oh, let me guess. You forgot your wallet at home. He's all, well, if you're driving, why do I need to carry it? I'm like, oh, my gosh, this guy. So, I know that you got a bunch of messages and emails, but there's one that I need you to find that'll say action pictures needed and then initial invoice, whichever one you find first, Ryan.
You talking about the text?
Yeah. We send them to both text and email.
We sent a copy of your invoice to email.
Yeah, that one. And then do you see where it says, please click here to accept your subscription terms? You're going to click on that. Yep. Click in the three boxes. You agree to receive text messages. It's your name on the card that you provided. And then that you acknowledge the payments are reoccurring, meaning every month. At the bottom, when you're typing your name, you're going to put spaces in between. So Ryan space S, no period, space, and then Pierce. And then you'll click on confirm signature. When you do that, it should take you to a page that's asking you to put a username and password.
Yep.
Okay. Your username, we sent it to you earlier in the text that I told you to save our phone number. Your username is going to be your phone number. No dashes, just the phone number altogether. Your password is lowercase, all one word, map friends with an S at the end. Okay. I would
map
suggest,
friends?
Yep, M-A-P and then friends, F-R-I-E-N, D as in David, S as in Sam, lowercase, one word.
Okay, no capital M, more or less?
No, no capital.
Okay.
Okay.
Sign in?
Yep. You can go ahead and sign in. And then you won't see much. Yeah, don't even worry about that because the team's going to start working on all that stuff. But I wanted you to at least try to log in so that way you see how easy it is, right? This is where you track your results with us, okay? The other thing that I want to mention to you, well, find the other one that says action pictures needed for Google verification.
Okay. You sent that after I sent you the
picture? Let me try to resend it because there's so many that come through.
I know.
It probably got buried. Okay, I'm going to resend it to you right now. It'll say, hello, Ryan. Ask to get your Google business profile verified. Google needs the pictures mentioned, needs the below mentioned information to proceed. And this is going to help us with pictures. So some of these you're not going to have, right? So what you're going to do is you're going to send us the ones that you do have. So example, send us pictures of your work tools, your work equipment, your work vehicle, even if it's a personal car that you use or truck, right? Send us a picture of your business insurance. I believe you said you sent me a picture of your business card, right?
Yeah, did you not get it?
No,
I sent you four of them.
Okay, let me look at the other ones. I only had seen two of them, but yeah, now I see the other ones. So we got the business card. Your work area. Oh, there it is. Perfect. The work area, Ryan, is basically like, let's say you save your tools, like you store them in a shed, right, in the corner. Send us a picture of that. On that list, you're going to send us a picture of what you have, and whatever you don't have, don't worry about it, okay? Those photos on that list are not going to be showing anywhere online, okay? So just an FYI. All right, and I got both sides of the business card that you sent. Perfect. Okay. Now, today, I'm going to send you a reminder an hour before your interview to let you know it's coming up in the next hour, okay? Now, starting from today, which I'm glad that we're doing your client interview, within 5 to 7 days, your business Facebook page is going to be created. You're going to be listed in the directories, and you can start tracking your results with us. Keep in mind that these things could start generating phone calls for you. 7 to 14 days, website is live, and so are your Facebook ads. These can also start generating phone calls for you. Now, what we always state, what's written in our terms and conditions that we sent you in writing, getting you verified on Google, creating the business profile, optimizing it, managing it on that first page, I will always stick to the timeline of 60 to 90 days, even when I have seen many, many times that it's happened sooner. I prefer to under-promise and over-deliver. As these steps are being completed, we're going to be sending you notifications, keeping you in the loop of the work that we're doing, okay? So this way you're aware of, okay, now I'm on the first page. Now my Facebook ads are live. My website's live. So this way you know what steps we're completing. Anytime you have changes, updates, you felt like running a promotion for the new year or whatever, let the team know. You're going to have a team dedicated to your account. You call the customer service number so that way we can adjust those changes. Okay?
Yeah.
I would like to be the first to congratulate you and welcome you to our local Splash family. I'm super excited for you, Ryan. Super excited. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to help you expand your business. Did you have any other questions for me?
Well, it sounds like you guys got everything covered.
Yeah. Like I said, we'll need minimal from you. There might be, we're going to try to verify you the easy way, right? Sometimes Google might require like, oh, we need him to do a video. I promise you, our team helps you every step of the way. We try to make this as painful as possible for you because we know that it's important for you to focus on your job. You know, and that's what you're paying for us to do the work, right?
The video's fine. I was an engineer technician in Tesla in San Jose. I spent 3 months onboarding. Talk about
no way. Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, you've been all over, huh?
All over.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well,
I ended
I'm
up
so
in Irvine.
Did you really? Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
By Irvine Spectrum?
Irvine.
In that area?
Yeah. Right off of Harvard.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm trying to think of Harvard, and I can't think of that. I think it's started with a B.
Oh, my gosh.
By the Civic Center? Does that sound right? I'm trying to think what was
by it. By Burke's, oh, it's called, oh, my gosh, I know what street you're talking about.
I want to say Bianca, but it's, I don't think it's Bianca.
No. It's not Bristol either, because that's more Santa Ana. Oh, my gosh. I'm trying to think. It's
I
like
know.
Right. I'm looking it up because it's right. It's Barranca Parkway. I knew it.
Yep.
Or if,
yep.
Yeah, I don't think it'd be Biscayne Drive. It's going to be Barranca Parkway. Yeah,
it
I know exactly that area. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's that nice big park and the police office right there. I was in those apartments.
Yep.
I can't even remember what the first apartment was.
Really?
Called,
oh, my God.
Yeah.
You don't even want to know what they cost now, let me tell you. Jeez.
Oh, well, I was up north.
Uh-huh.
I was making bank up north. But my rent was $3,300 a month. It's just ridiculous.
How long ago was that? Oh, my God.
A couple years.
That's crazy. You know what?
It was
literally apartments here in Anaheim, and I'm not even joking. Apartments here in Anaheim for a two-bedroom, you are paying at least, you're lucky if you're even paying, I would say, $2,500 for a two-bedroom apartment. No garage. You got a carport. I rent a house, but you know what? It's actually some longtime friends of my husband. Her parents own four houses on one street right next to each other.
Yeah.
And this one house, the people that they had, and it's in Anaheim, like 5 minutes away from Disneyland. The people that they had living here were just like, yeah, they weren't paying rent. They were behind months on rent. And finally she was like, you know what? I'm helping my parents get them out. Do you guys want to rent it? And I'm like, sure. Cause we were in a condo and I'm like, yeah. And they barely raised our rent. Next year we'll be paying $2,500. That's unheard of for a 3-bedroom, 2-bath, huge front yard, backyard, 2-car garage, like for
$2,500.
Right near Disneyland.
You lucked out.
That's crazy. Oh, yeah. Big time.
Yeah.
And you know what? We don't bug them about anything. Like, if there's maintenance that's got to be done on the house, my husband does it. You know what I mean? And they're like, no, let us know what you guys
need.
And we're like, we're not even worried about it. I told them, we couldn't afford if we had to move. There's no way. No way.
I know. I struggled with it, too. I was like, man, I'm making great money, but, God, I need somebody. I need a wife to help me, you know? It's so tough. I need another income.
I'm telling you, like, literally, my cousin, and I mean, I make good money. I'm not going to say I don't. You know, I'm on salary.
Right.
But, you know, my husband doesn't get a whole lot from disability either. You know what I mean? And because towards the end, he started working under the table for my brother-in-law's mechanic shop. But, I mean, he gets enough, right? And then his medical's covered. We have Kaiser, so. But my cousin, she has, you're going to laugh when I tell you this, she's got a churro business, right? Like making Mexican churros for like birthdays and events. And so sometimes she books gigs and then she's like, hey, you want to work it for me and I'll pay you? And I'm like, sure, I'll do it. Like, I'm a go-getter. I ain't afraid of work. I'm like, yeah, I'll do it. I don't care. Money's money.
That's like, if it needs to be done, I'll do it. You ain't going to outwork me. It just ain't going to happen. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Like, literally, I'm going to tell you something. I was like, sweet. I ended up working a gig for her, and it was for, like, an event. I had to make, like, 150 churros, which was nothing. It's like you put them in the little oven, and then you sugar them up, and you hand them out, right? She ended up paying me for 4.5 hours, $345, because they tipped fat. I was like, sweet.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? For what, 4 hours?
Well,
you know?
Right. See, that's my wife. She manages and bartends at her friend's restaurant.
Oh, nice.
But a lot of people, they know So, and so she'll do like little Christmas parties and she'll work three and a half, 4 hours and make $400. The same type of thing. You know what I mean?
Like doing like mobile bartending. That's good.
Yeah. So she'll like go to somebody's house and they'll have 30 or 40 people there, you know, a bunch of old women, you know, just have
a Christmas
party. And she'll bartend and do all the drinks and everything and make $300 or $400 and $100 an hour. It's not bad.
Heck yeah. That's good. That's a good thing. You know what? That's real popular right now. People are always looking for it. Does anyone know a bartender? You know, because they're always looking for parties. You know what I mean? No one wants to sit there behind, you know, and make people's drinks. I mean, if they can hire someone to do it, even better, right? That's awesome.
Yeah, and she's really.
That's so awesome. Also, to let you know, too, I forgot to mention. So what we're going to do to help you from getting so many spam calls. We're putting a local tracking number that's going to be linked to your phone. And that's how you're going to really know if those calls are coming from our program. Okay?
That's the worst part of them other ones. Like, I get so many spam calls, and I'm like, and it's all BS. And I'm like, man.
And I'm
going to
tell you, Ryan, I'm not going to say that they're going to completely stop, right? But it's going to be less than what you would, yeah. And the best part is you can block them. You can go in there and block them. So that's why we put the local tracking number to kind of alleviate from having so many spam calls because, I mean, I get them all day long on my cell phone. Oh, you need a loan? Oh, you need this? And I'm like, dude,
crazy.
And actually, I have literally, I got a call the other day from some missed call, and it had the lady's first and last name on there. And I'm like, oh, let me call and see who it is. And I call because sometimes my husband's nurse will call. But I didn't recognize the name. And when I called, I'm like, hi, I had a missed call. And the lady's like, I didn't call you. She's like, you know, I keep getting people saying that I called them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I had a number that called me. And when I called it back, the lady was screaming at me to stop calling her. And she like cussed me out. And I'm I'm so sorry. Yeah. They're spoofing.
They're hanging off other people's numbers. Yeah, it's gotten ridiculous.
And I told her it always happens at this time of the year. I told her it's called spoofing. What it is, it's another country, okay, that's trying to spoof your number to get you to think like, oh, it's someone local, and then they're going to try to con you out of your money. That's what they're doing.
Absolutely. Exactly.
Crazy, right? The things people, the links they'll go to. But,
the links, they'll sit there all day long.
Oh, yeah.
Like, man, I got time for this.
Exactly. So, yeah. So we put that local tracking number that'll be linked to your phone. You'll still get the call directly to you, but it's going to allow you to track the calls that you're actually getting. And if the spam call came in, you can block it. Okay.
Gotcha.
If I'm not in a meeting, Ryan, or on another call, I will be the one to introduce you to the technician for your client interview. But if I'm not available when it's time to call you, they won't even wait for me. They're going to proceed without me. Okay?
That's fine.
All right. Well, I hope you have a good rest of the day, and then we will talk to you shortly. All right?
All right.
Thank you. Bye. All right,
have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye.